The families of Hillsborough victims have criticised the comedian Alan Davis, we were saying a few moments ago. It's after he condemned Liverpool for requesting not to play matches on the anniversary of the tragedy.
I understand that. My mum died on August the 22nd. I don't stay in all day on August the 22nd. Right? Yep. It's a significant day in my life.
Yeah.
But if Arsenal are playing at home, I'm happy about it. Do they play on the date of the Heysel Stadium disaster?
How many
dates do they not play on? Do Man United play on the date of Munich? Do Rangers play on the date when all their fans died in that disaster, whatever year that was, 1971?
Well, that was Alan Davis talking on the Arsenal podcast, The Tuesday Club. He's since defended his comments on Twitter, saying, "I agree there must be a full inquiry into Hillsborough, but not playing on the 15th doesn't change anything. It's not fair on Chelsea," he says, referring to the fact that Chelsea will have to play their FA Cup semi-final on the Sunday before their Champions League semi because of Liverpool's position. Graham Sharp, you and I were just talking a few moments ago about this, and you played in that final, FA Cup final. It was only about 3 weeks, wasn't it? After, or if that.
It was. And
really short time.
I just think at this moment in time, you know, I think it was a silly thing to say. I think the difference is that, you know, that there's people still fighting for justice, you know, about Hillsborough, and they want answers. You know, it's gone to the government and inquiries and everything else. So I think there's still, it's not been closed yet. You know, I think with the other disasters, I think they've been closed. And I don't think you can relate it to a death of a parent, you know, and I think it was a bit stupid for saying that, but I just think there's so much not answered yet at Hillsborough.
That's the key, Graham, isn't it? That is the whole key, that it's still unfinished business, and for everyone involved, until it's, because we spoke about it before we came on air, and, you know, until that happens, then, you know, there's people not in a position to not to put it to bed, but to forgive and forget. That's not never going to happen. Mm. It's to just try and get on with their lives. It's all about that. I mean, for a personal tragedy, yes, I've had it myself, and it's always there. It is always there, but you just try and move things on the best you can, and if there's unfinished business from a legal stance, then that's not going to happen.
And there clearly is at the moment, because we're waiting for the full disclosure of the papers, aren't we, which are being assessed as we speak. John, you're a big Everton fan. You remember the Hillsborough tragedy very well, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was, it was the day Everton were playing Norwich, wasn't it? So I was at Villa Park watching the match. One of the lads who's with us, Roy, he's a blue, but his two sons are red, and they were at the game. And, of course, we spent most of the second half turning around looking in the private boxes, because they had screened. He saw that everything unfolding, and you can imagine he was in absolute turmoil. He was trying mobile phones and trying to ring everybody.
And this was at a time when very few people had mobiles,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
They were as big as a brick.
Exactly. And, yeah. He's trying to, you know, has he got this and got that? I mean, I don't know what happened the second half of Everton's game, because I never saw it.
We'd won the game, and we came in, and after a semi-final, you're obviously delighted to be going to Wembley. And we sat down, and then somebody came in and said, you know what, there's been trouble at Hillsborough. We just thought there was fighting or something like that.
No. And it was just a drip feed then, wasn't it? Figures getting bigger and bigger.
Exactly. And then as obviously we were stunned in the dressing room, so it was a case of just getting changed, getting on the bus and going back up to Merseyside. But even going back up in the bus, the comments or the reports from the radio, we realised how severe it was.
We've got a few texts coming in. I'll just read a smattering of them so you get a sense of what's being said. Sean in Manchester says Alan Davis is spot on. He said what others think but dare not say because of the wrath of the victim junkies in Liverpool, says Sean. Another Sean in Canterbury this time says Alan Davis is correct, 100% correct. It's ridiculous. Liverpool should be playing on the Sunday. What happened to those Liverpool fans is awful, but to make other clubs suffer for it is just wrong. It's time Liverpool moved on, which again refers to what you both said about it's not quite time to move on because it's still hanging in the air a little. And one more, let me see. John says, why not use any game that Liverpool have to play on the anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster as a tribute to those who unfortunately died there? Now, that was the argument around the FA Cup final that you played in 1989, wasn't it? And the families very much supported the playing of that game. But again, going back to that time, that was a time when Liverpool and Everton fans, because of what had happened in the city, had come together uniquely, really, hadn't they?
Yeah, they definitely had. And I think if the answer, all the questions that they wanted to answer, if that had been the case, I think there wouldn't have been a problem, you know, for the change of dates or anything else. I think Liverpool and the fans would have accepted that and moved on. But the fact there hasn't, and there's still been so many unanswered questions, I think that's why they can't move on. And I think as soon as that comes out, I think there won't be a problem, and I think Liverpool will move ahead as well.
There'll be different air around it,
yes,
hopefully.
Definitely.
Well, they are going to meet in the semi-final. Everton had that 4-0 win over Sunderland yesterday.